Saram, dear listeners, and after the Radio Sai Vedam tutor, it is time for Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu. And let's begin a new episode of our musical journey with the Lord. And let's start with a prayer. Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we always smile thinking of you, so that every moment of our lives we are happy that we know you, that we love you. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a very special bhajan which Bhagwan himself used to sing in his divine voice, and the first line of the bhajan is this.
Kshirabdi Sayana Narayana.
So this is what we will learn now, and like always, we will first learn the lyrics and then we'll move on to the raga, the tune of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan, and then we will listen to a conversation with Brother Ravi Kumar, a former student of Bhagwan's university who now works in the super speciality hospital in Puttaparthi, and someone who has sung in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan right from the time he was in his primary school days. Someone who is gifted with a nectarous voice. So that is coming up towards the end of the program. For the moment, let's get familiar with the lyrics.
Kshirabdi Sayana Narayana Shri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana Narayana Hari Narayana Nara Hari Rupa Narayana Vaikuntha Vasa Narayana Vaidehi Mohana Narayana Narayana Hari Narayana Nata Jana Paripala Narayana.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on and listen to how this bhajan should be sung. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale F Pancham.
Kshirabdi Sayana Narayana.
Kshirabdi Sayana Narayana.
Kshirabdi Sayana Narayana.
Kshirabdi Sayana Narayana.
Shri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana.
Shri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana.
Shri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana.
Shri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana.
Narayana Hari Narayana.
Narayana Hari Narayana.
Narayana Hari Narayana.
Narayana Hari Narayana.
Nara Hari Rupa Narayana.
Nara Hari Rupa Narayana.
narahari rupa narayana
narahari rupa narayana
vaikunthavasa narayana
vaikunthavasa narayana
vaikunthavasa narayana
vaikunthavasa narayana
vaidehi mohana narayana
vaidehi mohana narayana
vaidehi mohana narayana
vaidehi mohana narayana
narayana hari narayana
narayana hari narayana
narayana hari narayana
narayana hari narayana
nata jana paripala narayana
nata jana paripala narayana
nata jana paripala narayana
nata jana paripala narayana
kshirabdi sayana narayana.
So that is the sublime bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh gave us a slow demonstration. And now for those of us who are connoisseurs of music, let us learn more about the composition, the swaras behind it, and what is the raga behind this beautiful bhajan. Anirudh is here with us to share his insights on this bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the makeup of this beautiful composition?
Sai Ram Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Yeah, I just simply love this simple Namavali, the simple tune. And of course, there are many versions which I heard of, the rendition of this bhajan. One thing which we follow is Swami's standards. So what Swami has sung and what we sing in Prashanti Mandir bhajan sessions. So coming to the tune of this bhajan, I think the raga related to this bhajan can be Hari Kamboji, which is in the Carnatic classical music, or it is also called Alaya Bilaval in the Hindustani classical music. The many other versions of this bhajan, I mean many other in the sense, there is a major version which always runs in my mind is based on the rag Dvijavanti in the Carnatic classical music, which is close to Jai Jai Vanti in the Hindustani classical music. First, let me discuss this Dvijavanti raga, and then we can go into the Hari Kamboji.
Sure.
So the arohana is
Sari Gama Pada Sa Sani Dapa Magama Re Gare Sa.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Sani Dapa Maga
Shuddhga
Ga Ma Re Ga.
Ga is Komal Ga.
Ga Re Sa Da Ni Re Ga.
So So while going up, you have sa re shud ri ga shud ga ga ma pa dha shud dha sa re ga ma pa dha sa ni. Knees komal while coming down.
Sa ni da ba ma ga ma re ga re sa.
So this is Dvijavanti, and in this bhajan there is a light twist from Dvijavanti. Instead of the komal ga, that is
ma ga ma re ga,
the shuddh ga is sung
ga re sa.
So I'll tell you, let me explain through an example.
Shri rabdi sayana ga ma ga re sa. Kshirabdi sayana narayana nizadani sagari.
So, if you sing this line strictly in Dvijavanti, it would sound like this.
Kshirabdi sayana narayana. So, kshirabdi sayana garesa.
There's a small, very beautiful touch, but it is strictly in terms of the Dvijavanti raga. So, that's what I said. It's a lightly off from Dvijavanti. So, the tune is
kshirabdi sayana garesa
or
garesa narayana nizadani re.
So the re is also a very, very important and beautiful part of this raga.
Re ga ma re ga re sa ni sa da ni ni sa da ni re na 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 Narayana Hari Narayana.
So as we go further in this bhajan, that's where I feel it is more like Hari Kamboji.
Sare gama padani sanida bamagaresa,
which is just a ni, different from Shankaravarnam.
Sare gama padani,
ni is komal ni, all the other notes are shuddh. So it's a blend of, I can say, Hari Kamboji or Dvijavanti. Or it is also called as Jai Jai Vanti in the Hindustani classical music. And when I think of Dvijavanti, the first thing which comes to my mind is a very, very, very famous Muthuswami Dikshitar Kriti, which is Akhilan Deshwari. It's a beautiful Kriti sung by Srimati M.S. Subbalakshmi Amma. And I really recommend all listeners to listen to that in YouTube. Akhilan Deshwari, M.S. Subbalakshmi.
Akhilandeshwari raksha mam shri Akhilandeshwari raksha mam shri Akhilandeshwari raksha mam
Ah
Thanks for letting us know of this Kriti and making us listen to this beautiful composition in the golden voice of MS Madam. So we'll move on to the swaras of this bhajan.
Yeah, let's take the first line.
Kshirabdi Sayana Narayana Gaga Magarisa Nisada Nisagari
Gaga Magarisa Nisada Nisagari
Shri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana Re Re Ga Ma Da Pa Ma Re Sa Ni Sa
Re Re Ga Ma Da Pa Ma Re Sa Ni Sa
Narayana Hari Narayana Ga ma da 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 pa da sa ni da pa
Ga ma da 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 pa da sa ni da pa
Nara hari rupa narayana Dani da pa da pa ma pa ma ga ri sa sa ga ma da pa
Dani da pa da pa ma pa ma ga ri sa sa ga ma da pa
So these are the main four lines of the bhajan. After this line
Narahari rupa narayana
It comes back to the same tune as
Kshirabdi Sayana Narayana Vaikunthavasa Narayana Vaidehi Mohana Narayana
Again it comes to
Nara Narayana Hari Narayana Nata Jana Paripala Narayana
So you have eight lines in the bhajan. The first set of four and the second set of four. The lyrics are different but the tune is same. So the same set of swaras apply for the second set of lyrics.
Yeah.
There are some examples which come to my mind. As I just said about the same tune and the different set of lyrics.
Yes.
And then, actually when you see as a song, generally a song has two stanzas. So stanza 1 and stanza 2. The stanza 1 need not have the same tune as stanza 2, but there are some songs where both the stanzas have the same tune. So coming to bhajans, when we have this kind of a same kind of tune coming into picture the second time, so you have some typical examples like,
Mera jeevan tere havale prabhu ise
So here also the first set of lyrics and with a different set of lyrics but the same tune.
Yeah, Bhavsagar and then Mohamaya.
Yeah, exactly. The second one which comes to my mind is
Daya karo bhagavan shankar daya karo bhagavan chandrasekhara
Then next is
Parvati Ramana.
Next is
Trishula Dhari. Yeah. Trinetra Dhari.
So the same tune but different set of lyrics.
Yeah, it's a different
way of composing. Basically.
Yeah, it's a different way of composing.
Which is usually not there in all bhajans.
And generally these bhajans are simpler to follow, isn't it?
Yeah, especially this bhajan, how much ever complicated the composer may sing or compose, but Swami makes it very simple to follow and that was his motive in any of the bhajan session.
That's exactly the thought that was going on in my mind that, you know, most of the bhajans that Bhagwan taught us, they were all very simple.
Yeah.
Namavalis and very simple. Bada, Chitta Chora.
Yeah.
Hey Shiva Shankara, Namami Shankara. No ambiguity about the lyrics, then anyone can follow.
Yeah.
The standard that he always wants us to
keep in mind when we compose bhajans.
And he takes
another bhajan which comes to my mind which Swami often sings is Prem Mudita Manase Kaho Rama Rama Rama.
Yeah.
Same tune.
Yes.
So in that bhajan also, any bhajan what Swami sings, he takes to a very, very energizing tempo. That's for the most energizing part of it, beautiful part of it. We don't have such very, very energizing speed bhajans, actually. Swami just takes it into some other level.
And because it is simple, everyone joins in.
Yeah.
Everyone follows. That's why, you know, the momentum that it gathers.
Exactly.
And the energy, as you mentioned, that it exudes is something definitely very electrifying.
Yeah. So taking that as inspiration, we thought of doing this medley
bhajan
concept
medley.
Of the medley, bhajan medley.
Bhajan medley.
Which starts with a medium bhajan and takes it to a crescendo, what Swami wants, always in the bhajans.
Yes. Wonderful. So shall we go to the beat?
Yeah. The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, Adi Talam in the Carnatic classical music, which is also called as Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Shirabhi Sayana Narayana,
Shri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana,
Shri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu Sairam.
Now that we are done with the raga and the tala, let's move on to the significant aspect of bhava, of how this bhajan should be sung, what should be our mental makeup, how can we make it an offering to the Lord. And to help us in this endeavor, Brother Ravi Kumar now shares his insights on this bhajan. Saram, Brother Ravi Kumar, and welcome to the Bhava aspect of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We have been always doing the tune aspect, and it's very nice to have you now explain your insights on this bhajan, Shirabdi Sayana Narayana.
Thank you, Vishu. It's always a pleasure to be here, whether it's the raga part or the bhava part of the bhajan tutor.
So, brother, what memories come to your mind whenever this bhajan is sung? Of course, this is one bhajan which Bhagwan himself used to sing. Any memories, any thoughts flood your mind?
Yes, I mean, memories associated with almost every bhajan that we sing. This is very beautiful. I would call it a very cute bhajan, actually.
Mm.
And yes, of course, Swami used to sing it, and that is where we have learnt the bhajan. My thoughts, actually, when I sing either lead or follow this bhajan, goes with the meaning of the bhajan as such. So when we think about Swami as Lord Narayana, and as the bhajan says that he is Lord Narayana who is reclining on the serpent, on Adishesha, and in Kshirabdi, that is in the ocean of milk.
Yes.
That is what, so it's a very beautiful impression that we have of Lord Vishnu lying in the ocean. And for us, it is all the more beautiful because we have seen pictures of Swami reclining on a bed which is in the shape of Adishesha.
Yes.
You know that it's a very
earlier Dasara pictures. They used to, every day of the Dasara used to have a very beautiful stage for Swami, beautiful palanquin for Swami.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and this particular picture is Swami with a, you know, red robe, and is reclining sideways and with his hand raised in Abhayahasta and Adishesha on top of him. So it's a beautiful picture. So that is the imagery that comes into my mind immediately. And of course, as we all stayed in the senior boys hostel, we know that for years in the quadrangle of ours, there was this big Adishesha, you know, a statue there. And it is a very, very vivid image in my mind, because I remember even in my early school days, there was this tamarind tree, and
yes,
that is where this Adishesha used to be kept. And right next to that was where Swami had come on quite a few occasions when I was in my 6th and 7th standard. And he used to sit right next to that. So, you know, Swami's chair and throne would be kept next to this Adishesha under that tree.
Wow.
And we would all sit in the quadrangle, and then we would you know, sing songs for him.
Yes.
We have had dining sessions with Swami there in the quadrangle. And you know, we even watched movies with Swami. We have watched the movie. The most vivid memory is that of watching Sakubai.
Wow.
There, you know, watching Sakubai with Vithala and yes, Narayana Swami there with us, yes, and the Adishesha right there under the
wow
tree. So these are very, very vivid images that come to mind.
Amazing. You know, we don't even have to imagine. You know, you've actually seen it.
Yeah, very true, very true. We just have to recollect.
Yes. Wow. And when you think about it, you know, when I think about that imagery, the ocean is white with milk.
Yes.
And, you know, Bhagwan there with all the boys, he's there in this ocean of white, whiteness.
Yeah. True, true, true.
You
yes
know, he's that beautiful orange in that ocean of white.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's what comes to mind with the first line when you talk about the Kshirabdi Sayana Narayana. And later on, as the bhajan progresses, it talks about Narahari Rupa Narayana,
yes,
and Vaikuntha Vasa Narayana. So, but that is so true. No, Swami mingled with us, he moved around with us, like I just told you, he was sitting in the college in the hostel quadrangle along with us and watching the, you know, he actually made us see Sakubai film to depict to us what devotion meant.
Yes.
So such a Lord, he has come down to earth, you know, including what that phrase means, down to earth, sitting along with us. And watching a movie along with us.
He will do anything.
Yes.
Just so that we feel one with him.
Yeah, so that is that Narahari Rupa, one who has taken the form of a human being, who mingled with us, walked around with us. But who is he? He is a Vaikuntha Vasa.
Wow.
You know, that one thing we should not forget. So all these things are so nicely blended into this bhajan. You know, all this, this.
Imagine, it's so beautiful. You know, when you think about it, you know, when Narahari is mentioned, you know, for us, in our minds, that ferocious form of Narasimha does not come. You know?
Correct, correct.
For us, what comes to mind is this beautiful, and, you know, such a delicate and sweet form of Narayana.
Yeah.
A divine form of the Lord, you know, when he's in actual physical form, in a human frame, moving with us, does to us.
Yeah, true. You know, Prahlada had to undergo the, had to go through this episode of seeing the Lord in that form. But that same Lord, imagine how he came down in such a loving form, you know, mingled with us. So, yeah, sweet, sweet memories with that.
Yes. And Prahlada achieved it, when you think about it, by just chanting his name.
Yes.
You know, and I think when we think about it, whatever beautiful moments we have got, you know, especially the people who are in the bhajan group, you know, it is all just because you are, you know, able to sing one line or chanted one line. You know?
Yes, yes.
We're trying to sing one line, actually.
Yes, the bhajan group has been the luckiest group in whichever way you look at it through the ages, because whatever function happens, we are there right in front of Swami. And yes, we have been, and we are still the envy of the. No,
and it is just for, you know, he gives the chance to sing, and, you know, he just when I think about it, it is just singing something that he has taught, and just for singing a little, the amount of blessing that that
very
he showered.
True, very true. Yeah, Namasmarana is something which he gave paramount importance, and as we were talking about this thing about Lord Narayana in the ocean of milk. Swami had something to say about this, right? About this ocean of milk, what kind of an ocean it is.
Yeah, I mean, in one discourse, Bhagwan says that this ocean of milk, what is called Kshira Sagara, Swami said, that is your heart.
because that is where the Lord resides. It's right. Not in any fictitious, in a fictitious place. The place is actually fictitious. It is not actually
a real place, a real ocean.
Yeah, where there is an ocean of milk and there is this serpent. You know, Swami says that is in your heart. And Swami says that you should ensure that your heart lives up to the name of being Kshirasagara. Only then the Lord can reside there.
Okay.
And Kshirasagara, the ocean of milk, Bhagavan says, it should not become Ksharasagara.
Okay.
Ksharasagara is ocean of salinity.
Okay. So, Kshira being milk and Kshara being saline or salty water.
Salty water.
So, Kshirasagara in that sense means like an ocean of compassion?
Compassion. Ocean of all the virtues. And compassion is the highest virtue. The beautiful expression of love is compassion. He is the one who always resides in the ocean of compassion. Anywhere. That is what is Hridaya, Bhagavan says, isn't it? Hrid plus Daya. Only when a heart...
True.
If you want to call it a heart, it has to have compassion.
Right.
Otherwise, it is not a heart. It is. I would always say this, that otherwise it is just an efficient lump of flesh. If it just beats, it is just an efficient lump of flesh.
Right. And so that is what Swami wants our hearts to be.
To be.
An ocean of compassion where the Lord can reside. And not a Kshara-sagara.
And Swami says, see, if you make it a Kshara-sagara, the ocean of salinity, what survives in the ocean of salinity? Swami says there are sharks and whales and all sorts of creatures. They survive because the ocean is that saline.
Right. Okay. And
so if you do not want these other creatures to be there, then you should convert it into an ocean of milk.
Yes. And I think it is for good reason that the saltiest body of water on the earth is called the Dead Sea.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And the Dead Sea is called the Dead Sea because it does not know what is compassion. It does not know what to give because Dead Sea rivers receives all the water from River Jordan.
Okay.
But it keeps it everything to itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the reason why the concentration of salt is so high that things evaporate there, but nothing survives in that.
Okay.
They say even microorganisms are difficult to find because it is so hostile to anything living.
Okay, so if you have a regularly salty ocean, a regular Kshara-sagara, you have these sharks and other things. But I think if your heart becomes like the Dead Sea, that salinated, I think even bad creatures would find
God and nothing will remain.
Nothing will remain in such a heart.
It becomes dead as like a stone.
Like,
And as I mentioned this, the other thought that comes is, Bhagavan gives this beautiful meaning of Vaikuntha, where there is no Kuntita.
Okay.
So where there is no constriction, a Dead Sea is constricted.
Right.
What does not give out. Expansion of life is love, Bhagavan says.
Mm-hmm.
That expansion of love is what is heart.
Right.
The Dead Sea does not know what is expansion. Mm-hmm. And that is why it is Kuntita, that it can never be Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is one which is all the time expansive, which always wants to give out.
Right.
That, which is compassion personified, compassion pictureized.
Mm. True,
and
true.
And if you see, that is why... people make the comparison between Dead Sea and the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee is just there downstream.
Okay.
And it also receives water from River Jordan in the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
But the Sea of Galilee, even though it is much smaller, almost 8 times smaller than the Dead Sea.
Okay.
But it is all the time flourishing. There is so much flora and fauna. People are there in the beaches. Children play on the sands.
Mm-hmm.
And, there is so much of life around it because... Okay.
She learned
to
give.
The Sea of Galilee, has learned to give.
Okay.
Everything that comes moves on. And I think that's a very beautiful,
fantastic
nature
lesson.
Nature teaches us
that.
So beautifully. Mm-hmm.
And then the bhajan goes on to say, that the Lord is Natajana Paripala Narayana. Yes. That's also a wonderful line with such a deep meaning. Is that all those who... bow down to him.
Yes.
That is all the virtuous people.
Yes.
He does, paripalana.
Yes.
He takes care of them. He never lets down his devotees.
Absolutely.
So that is, the foremost
assurance.
That is the foremost assurance that the Lord has given us. And we have seen Swami doing that all his life. That, you know, once we surrender to him, we have no cares in the world. He takes care of us.
And, you know, Natajana means, you know, people who are bowing down in supplication. Once that humility is there.
Yes.
Once that surrender is there. And, you know, in this bhajan itself, we have the example of Prahlada.
Correct, correct. Yes.
What did we find in Prahlada? He was the one, I mean, he is the epitome of surrender. Whatever he had to undergo, that element of surrender was so strong, that faith was so indomitable, that you saw those magnificent shades of divine grace.
Yes, he combined what Swami so beautifully asked us to do in Kali Yuga, that is Namasmarana. He combined that with total surrender and humility. So it's such a beautiful example for all of us.
And Prahlada is, you know, one character Bhagwan used to refer so many times. Yes. And, you know, this bhajan has that, you know, that Namasmarana flavor, isn't it? Because it is just Namavali. And all the time it is Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Yes. Yeah.
And there is Prahlada. It's, it has completely got that flavor of, you know, you can just attain anything through Namasmarana.
Through Namasmarana.
It's just like, as they say, Narada could, you know, Triloka Sanchari, Narada could go, he had sort of the passport visa to go anywhere, anytime, only because he was constantly sarvatra sarvakaleshu, as Bhagwan says,
chanting the name,
the divine name.
Divine name, yes. And talking about Prahlada, coming back to Swami watching movies with us, Prahlada is another movie that all of us have watched with Swami.
Yeah, so many times.
So, you know, these are the examples that Swami, you know, being beside us, he has taught us, I want you to be like this. I want you to be like Sakhubai, like a Prahlada. So these are some wonderful memories that come flooding just as we discuss this bhajan.
And when you think about it, you know, on Vaikuntha Ekadashi days, Swami used to give Amritam.
Yes.
And Bhagwan, before he used to give this Amritam, Swami used to actually speak about Vaikuntha.
Mm-hmm.
Swami used to, in 1963, before he created this Amrita and distributed to all the devotees, he mentioned all these things. He said, you know, Vaikuntha is your heart. Do not have any constricted feelings.
Right.
He gave all that message of how you should clean your heart, how you can make your heart ready for Lord to reside.
Oh, beautiful.
And, you know, after he gave this Bodhamritam, this message,
he distributed the actual Amritam,
the actual Amritam.
Oh, blessed days.
And it's so beautiful, you know. There is so much of Bodhamritam filled in every bhajan.
Yes, yes, totally. And just to imagine Swami singing it, why imagine? I mean, we have heard Swami singing it, we still hear him singing this. It's truly blissful.
And whenever Bhagwan sings it, everything goes on to a completely different gear.
Yes.
And, you know, everything has that electrifying experience.
Mm-hmm.
That is something, you know, we really witness how Namasmarana can elevate you.
Yes, very true. And there's a difference. If this very same bhajan, when Swami sings it and we have all these people singing along with him, and then when we sing the same bhajan that, you know, Swami sings, I mean, there's no comparison in the first place, but even at a physical level, when you see, there is so much energy that is, you know, disseminated when Swami sings this bhajan.
In fact, I'm just reminded of that Gajendra Moksha story, where, you know, one pandit is narrating this in the court of a king, and the king suddenly asks, so tell me, pandit, how far is Vaikuntha? You know, how much time did the Lord take to come to rescue Gajendra? And the pandit is suddenly, you know, taken aback. He doesn't know how to answer this question. So, and the person who was actually fanning the king suddenly requests for permission to answer the question. And, you know, the scholar was actually very insulted. You know, he thought he used to be reprimanded for his impertinence. But somehow the king allows him to speak. And this person, simple, humble person, says, O king, the cry of the elephant, the distance to the Lord, to the Vaikuntha, is as far as the cry
of an elephant could be heard. Oh, beautiful. Yes, yes.
Be heard. So he's always within our earshot. You know, he's always within, you know, waiting to shower.
Yes. So if we sing outside of ourselves, if we sing loud, so he is where our voice can reach him.
Yes.
And if we sing for him within ourselves, he is verily there, right within us. That is the closest he can be.
Absolutely.
Right inside us.
In fact, I think that is what Vishnu told Narada, isn't it? When Narada asked, Lord,
where
which
do you
is
reside?
Your address?
Right.
That's where so beautifully, you know, because this bhajan is all about the places where the Lord resides.
Yes.
Vaikuntha and Kshira Sagara.
Yes.
But Bhagwan so beautifully says that the place where the Lord resides is?
Where His glory is sung.
Where His glory is sung. Madbhakta yatra gayanti
tatra tishthami Narada.
Bhagwan says, I install myself there. And I think that is such a fantastic blessing and an assurance that all you have to do is just chant my name.
Yes, yes. What simple means to salvation and peace Swami has given us. Such a glorious means.
Yes, we can always be in this ocean of milk, ocean of joy. Wonderful. Thank you very much, sir, for sharing your beautiful insights.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure, Vishwa. It always is.
And we hope we can have you for more sessions where we can dwell on this Bodhamrutam of the bhajans.
Oh, yes. Yes. Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank
Sairam.
You. Sairam, Vishwa.
So that was Brother Ravi Kumar sharing his reflections on this beautiful bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar has been singing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan since the time he joined his primary school as a little one more than 30 years ago. Brother Ravi Kumar now works in the super speciality hospital in Puttaparthi and sings every day in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. So let's now move on to the last lap of this bhajan classroom. Let's listen to Bhagwan himself singing this bhajan.
Chirabdi sayana Narayana, Chirabdi sayana Narayana, Chirabdi sayana Narayana, Chirabdi sayana Sri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana. Narayana Hari Narayana, Narayana Hari Narayana, Narayana Sriman Narayana, Narayana Sriman Narayana, Narahari Rupa Narayana, Vaikunthavasa Narayana, Vaikunthavasa Narayana, Vaidehi Mohana Narayana, Vaikunthavasa Narayana, Vaikunthavasa Vaidehi Mohana Narayana. Paripala Narayana, Natajana Paripala Narayana, Chirapti Sayana Narayana, Chirapti Sayana Narayana, Chirapti Sayana Narayana, Let me know. Narayana, Narayana, Naragari Rupa, Narayana, Naragari Rupa, Narayana, Vaikuntha Vasa, Narayana, Vaikuntha Vasa, Vaideki Mohana, Narayana, వైకుంఠవాస నారాయణ వైకుంఠవాస వైదేహి రమణ నారాయణ నారాయణ హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ నరహరి రూప నారాయణ నరహరి రూప శయన నారాయణ శ్రీలక్ష్మీ రమణ నారాయణ
With that, we have come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet. So with that, it's time to draw the curtains on Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Coming up next is Shravanam Mananam Nidhityasanam with brothers Prem and Sai Prakash. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and I will be back for a new episode of A Matter of Conscience. We had the first episode of the conversation with Mr. Jayant Kumar Sengupta, who works in the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, in the previous episode of A Matter of Conscience. And today we continue from there, where he shares how it has been for him to work in this institution and how Bhagwan has prepared him to be a change agent working in this institution. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nidhityasanam. Thank you so much. Sainam.